Christmas from mighty clouds of joy.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
I want to be in the will of God. Now, turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 6. He says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, look at this next verse. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Laid up there meaning reserved in heaven, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearance. There's a crown of righteousness that's been reserved for you. Thou hast met him with the blessings of goodness. Thou hast placed a crown of pure gold on his head. What kind of crown is that? I believe it's a crown of righteousness. It is the crown of eternal blessedness. Paul said, I have been working and I've been involved in my purpose in accomplishing what God assigned for me to do because there's a crown. That's the prize. I want to be crowned with a crown of righteousness. Hallelujah. Now look at verse number 7. We're going to focus on that for a few moments. I'm going to go through it really quick. So listen intently. Everybody say, tell your neighbor, say, listen quickly. Yeah, say, pay attention. All right. Now listen to this right here. He said, fight the good fight. Are you fighting? Now this is for you now. I'm talking to you individually. Are you fighting the good fight of faith? Are you really living by faith? Are you practicing your faith? Are you growing your faith? Is your faith getting bigger? Are you fighting the good fight of faith? Are you really living by faith? Now, only you can answer that. You see, because the devil has devised tools and weapons that are designed to keep you from fighting a good fight. He brings persecution, and we're going to see more persecution than we've ever seen for true believers. Watered down believers are not going to be persecuted because they're not going to take a stand. But real, true, bona fide believers are going to be persecuted for what they believe. And it'll come on their jobs. It'll come in society. It'll come in social settings. There'll be a persecution, a pushing against you for you to be quiet. There'll be trouble and tribulation, hardship, the cares of this life, the pleasures of life, the offenses that come from being in relationship with other people. These are all things that are designed to keep you out of the fight of faith. The cares of this life, for instance, like anxiety and worries, if not handled properly. Now, everybody have cares come to them, but there's a proper way for you to handle cares. Do you know the proper way to handle a care, a worry, or concern? You're supposed to cast it on to the Lord. Now, are you practicing that? Do you practice giving those cares to God? Because if you don't, then they will cause you to have a wrong focus. Instead of looking at God and looking at your purpose, you'll start focusing on your problems. Now you got misdirected, misguided focus. That means that you're seeing the wrong thing. Amen? Praise God. To focus is to concentrate. What you focus on or concentrate on will become the center of attention and activity in your life. What you focus on is what becomes the center of your life. If you're not focused on Jesus, he's not going to be the center. Whatever you focus on is what's going to take over. So Satan wants to distract you so that your eyes are not on Jesus when the scripture says looking unto Jesus. Keep your eyes on him. Because he's the one that holds the key and the plan for your life. Amen. When we talk about the pleasures of life, then the pleasures of life will give you the wrong pursuit in life. If you get taken up with just having good time and just doing things that's pleasing you all the time, then you're going to follow the wrong thing. You will have the wrong pursuit. You'll be after the wrong thing. And you might get it, but you might not want what you got. The deceitfulness of riches and money give you the wrong priority. If you let money deceive you and you run after money and not after God's purpose, then your priorities are going to be out of whack. You have wrong priorities. That means you won't be paying attention to the most important things. You'll actually be giving all of your time to the lesser things. If you pursue money, then you're giving your time to the lesser things. Because the most important thing is your relationship with God. You will lose your perspective that God's supposed to be number one. I fought a good fight, Paul said. All right, look, being offended. If not properly dealt with, how many of you know how you deal with offense? When somebody rub you the wrong way, when somebody mistreat you, mishandle you, or abuse you in some way, when someone is unkind to you for no reason, how do you handle when you're offended? What do you do when you're offended? See, if you don't know how to do that, see, offense would take you out of your love walk and move you into another arena of strife and confusion and debate and darkness. Because where there's envy and strife, there's what? There's confusion and what? Every evil work. See, the devil having a heyday then. If he can get you offended, I'm going to tell you he can push you far away from your destiny. Because the number one thing in your destiny with God is loving people. Your number one assignment as a believer is to love people. And if he can get you offended and cause you to be offended because you've been mistreated or mishandled, then he'll take you right out of your destiny by getting you out of your love walk. Yeah. So how do you handle offense? You handle offense through forgiveness. You handle offense through the blood of Jesus. You got to forgive people that do you wrong. You can't walk around holding grudges. See, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy by causing you to lose your focus. When you lose your focus, you have confused priorities, and you follow after the wrong thing that will keep you in strife and unforgiveness. And Jesus said, love your enemies, pray for those that despitefully use you. That's part of your love walk. Amen? Amen. So a wrong focus, wrong priorities, wrong pursuit, and a wrong way of life lead to destruction, heartache, and unfulfilled purpose. When these are out of alignment, when your focus, your priorities, your pursuit, and the way you're living your life are out of alignment, then a spirit of error is at work in your life, blinding you to the truth that you should be living by. This is serious business. So when we're fighting a good fight of faith, if you're not fighting a good fight of faith, that means you've laid down your weapons and you're just going with the flow. You're not offering resistance. Because I'm going to tell you, to do God's will, you're going to face resistance and opposition. But if you ain't got no opposition and you're just going with the flow, then you're not fighting at all. There's a fight to faith. There's a fight to stay on course. Because the devil's always pushing and shoving. If he can't stop you, then he push you too far. Amen? Praise God. Fight. I'm going to challenge you today. Fight the good fight of faith. If you're not fighting the good fight of faith, pick your sword back up again. Pick up the word of God again. Pick up your prayer life. Get back in the fight. Amen. Start resisting the devil. Submit yourself to God and resist the devil. Too many people just going along with the devil. Not resisting him at all. Just letting him have a heyday. Amen. Then Paul said this, I finished my course. That means he had an assigned course. And then he said, I finished my course. That means you have a course. Have you started the course God designed for you to finish? Did you start out on a path? Are you going to finish the course that God set in front of you? Amen. Jesus finished his course. The Bible said, for the joy that was set before him. See, God will always, listen, everything I'm telling you is really important. God will set some things out in front of you to give you a goal, an aim, an objective of where you're supposed to be. To keep you on course so that you're not easily distracted. When I worked at the paper mill, about 25, 26 years old, I knew in my heart, just by spending time with God, not anything that I did, you know, I'm not taking no credit, no glory for it, but I'm telling you, Christ will give you light. If you spend time with him, he's going to give you light. He's going to give you revelation about your life so that your life is not a total mystery. I knew at 25, 26 that I wouldn't be at the paper mill beyond 35, 36. I knew about the season. I ain't going to be here. Something going to happen. A major transition is coming. And I didn't know what the transition was, but I had discerned the time and the season. And when I got to that place, I was in early morning prayer one morning. Three or four people there. And we're in a big sanctuary and we're just walking and praying. And then I heard these words. You're going to reap from the fields from which you're sowing. And then the Lord began to talk to me about prayer. He said, ask, seek, and knock. He said, prayer is the place where you receive what you've been asking for, where you find what you've been looking for, and where things open up for you. He says, so expect every time you come and pray that you're gonna receive something, find something, or something gonna open up. Yes. Glory to God. So then I'm walking, I'm praying, I'm trying to process all of this. I'm gonna reap from the fields from which I've sown. So I started looking, what fields I'm sowing in? At that time, me and CeCe sowing into like, I don't know, 10 different ministries. We've got seed going all over the world and in our local church. I said, well, I'm sowing seed here. I'm sowing seed around the world. Maybe God's going to release me to be an evangelist or something because I didn't want to come work at the church. That wasn't even, you know, I just discounted that. I said, well, no, I don't want to do it. It can't be that. You know, God's going to send me out, release me. I'm going to be an evangelist or something. I'm going to be a traveling teacher or something. And then as I'm praying, as I'm walking and praying and I'm trying to process all this, he said this, you just entered your last year at International Paper, do a good job.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Yeah.